You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
But a guy. Oh, yeah. He's your artist of the day. Hey, we got to give another, don't have to, we want to, give away another one of these Omaha Steaks family gift packages. Normally $195, you can get it online right now for $49.99 if you use the keyword Parks and then add the family gift package to your cart. But we're going to give one away for free right now to caller number 9 at 576-7798. It is an Omaha Steaks family gift package just in time for the holidays. Makes a perfect gift. Retails for $1.95. You can get it for $49.99 right now at omahasteaks.com. But we will give it away for free to caller number 9 at 576-7798. If you are not caller number 9, if you're 8 or 10 or whomever, you can find it at omahasteaks.com. Yes, sir.
Now, if I went to omahasteaks.com and I really want those steaks because I know they're delicious,
They are delicious, yes.
Do I have to put in some sort of code or
Parks.
Something?
Parks.
So I just type in Parks.
Yes.
I do it for my parents every year.
All right.
You do it for Kelly's parents every year.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling my father will be enjoying some steaks this Christmas.
Enjoy. Or make yourself caller number 9. That's probably not legal. Don't do that. We'll give it to the real caller number 9, an Omaha Steaks family gift package. Gorgeous Monday afternoon here in Kansas. What's the current temperature there, Mr. Sterrett?
46.
It's not bad.
Going to be in the 50s tomorrow and Wednesday.
Sounds like flip-flop 50, weather.
Yeah, 55 or so tomorrow.
It's like going to the beach.
Really quick, we would be remiss if we did not at least mention the excitement and the screaming and the yelling and the excitement of that game yesterday.
Are you talking Chiefs or Miami Dolphins?
Okay. Here's the deal. No one beats the excitement of that Chiefs game yesterday. No one. And if you left, because I know a lot of people left when it was 24-17, mm-hmm. there were people leaving. Don't tell anyone you left. Just keep that to yourself. Pretend that you were there for one of the greatest, craziest games ever. The overall game was more exciting, but the last, 35 seconds of that Miami game, I have watched that play like 26 times. When I see it in front of me, I can't not watch it because it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. They just keep flicking it.
Well, they flick it. Well, lateraled, but yeah.
And then did you hear the announcer go, and that's going to do it? And then have you heard it?
No, I haven't heard
the audio. You got to go back and listen to the call. He goes, and that's going to do it. Or is it?
Are you talking about the Miami game when they kept lateraling the ball?
Whoever had that call.
Can you look that upstairs and see if you can find that?
It is the funniest thing to hear the actual call. He goes, and that's going to do it here.
Wait a minute.
Then there's this pause, and he goes, or is it? Uh-oh. And then, they get this excitement, like, oh, my gosh. What is that? And then he actually does not have words for what happens.
Wait one sec. Was it the national TV broadcast or like the Miami Dolphins radio?
No, I think it was like the Miami Dolphins radio.
Like the Homer's radio
station.
Yeah,
man, that's going to do it.
And it's all over. Wait a minute!
That's what it was! That's why they say it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
That's
and whoever that fat lady is, she was not singing yet. And then she started singing, and you can tell the guy's probably got his jacket on. He's ready to leave. We've lost the game.
See if he can get to the car before the post game is over.
What is happening right now? You haven't seen. I've posted it all over social media. I watched it 100 times. I'm not kidding you. I love it.
Like the actual audio, you have it on your social media?
It's just so funny.
Okay. Well, let me. Did you put it on Twitter?
Oh my gosh, I put it everywhere. I really did.
Will Sterrett and I are both like frantically trying.
Do you think you have it? I have audio in front of me from television, but it appears to be what Dana is referencing.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it after the shovel, or will it? Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle. Touchdown! Oh, can you?
And that's going to end it.
That's going to end it.
Or will it?
Or will it? What is happening?
The plot thickens.
It's so cool.
Play it again. You can tell like when he's starting to levitate out of that seat.
He's half out the door.
Tannehill will throw it. And this will end it after the shovel. Or will it? Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle. Touchdown! Oh, can you?
Can we edit out that part where I said, and that's going to end it? Because what? There was like 7 seconds left on the clock or something crazy.
Four.
Was it four?
Four.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you right now, and I hate to admit this, I had kind of fallen off the Chiefs bandwagon for a
what?
I had for a long time. Full disclosure. And it still annoys me the way they take advantage of their fans, I think, with the $60 parking and all that crap. But Patrick Mahomes makes me love this team again. There's something about that kid that I just love. And by fall off the wagon, I mean, there were years I didn't want to even watch. I didn't care anymore.
I want this for him.
I do, too. I love this kid.
And I
think he's fantastic.
One of the things I posted, and we'll put this on the KMBZ Facebook page. Here it is. It was from sports.yahoo.com. And the title is, Say It With Me. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP, and the reason is deeper than statistics. Now, I don't get into the weeds reading about football.
No, I don't either.
I never read about this stuff. But this was such a beautiful article about what he has done for this team, mm-hmm. the way he's done it.
It's just his attitude, his spirit.
Yes.
You want this kid to win.
Yes. He says, one of those throws, and I've gone back and I've reposted this, when he's not even looking when he throws it, he's looking mm-hmm. the other way. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? They called it the no-look throw. Mahomes actually throws a football, and he's not even looking where he throws it.
It's because he's awesome.
And he says, one of those throws was so outrageous that it made an often cynical colleague of mine send me an expletive-laden text, Mahomes is amazing. The text was so out of character for him, it made me double-check my phone that it was actually from him. He says, that's what this experience is like. Every week he makes new believers, even in his own city. And then it goes into stats and stuff I don't care much about. But it really is talking about what he has done. And the national guys are starting to take notice.
Well, no, I don't know that that's fair. I think they've been taking notice for a long time. It's just that he's making fans out of people like me who had just kind of checked out for a while.
Yeah.
And just said, you know what? Screw it. They charge too much for a ticket. They want $60 just to park your car. They want to kick you out of the parking lot if you don't have a ticket when the game starts. You know, they're anti-fan. That's what I thought for the longest time. And that might still be true. But I love Patrick Mahomes. I love his spirit. And I want him to win.
Yes. My daughter went to that game yesterday. If you had told me a year ago my daughter would be going to a Chiefs game, I would have said, what?
Mm-hmm.
She was so excited to go to that game.
Yeah, somebody says, Mahomes is like the football version of Salvador Perez. You just like to watch them play.
Yeah.
And they're fun to watch. Yeah, that's right. He's like the football version of Salvador Perez.
It's a fun article. I will post it on our Facebook page by a guy named Therese Paler with Yahoo Sports.
Right on. All right. That is Will Sterrett. That's Rod Babcock. She's Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. You know, one of the most important things we do for our health is something we do every morning, should do, and I think most of us do it every night, brushing our teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly. Hey, it's Scott Parks to tell you about a revolutionary change in something you're all too familiar with. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip was designed, in fact, to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, dare I say enjoyable. I just ordered my first Quip a month and a half, 2 months ago. Already gave it to my youngest daughter because as soon as it arrived, she's like, Dad, can I have it? I said, yeah. So I ordered another one for me and another one for my oldest daughter before she heads off for college. Quip electric toothbrushes come with sensitive sonic vibrations, which are gentle enough on sensitive gums. But you know why they did that? Because most people brush too hard. And some toothbrushes, electric toothbrushes, are too abrasive, but not with Quip. Backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals, Quip starts at just $25, makes a great Christmas gift. And if you go to getquip.com/parks, right now you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/parks.
Takes another home again to find.
phone number here is 576-7798. By the way, they're out with the list of the cities with the least amount or least sustainable credit card debt.
What does that mean?
I don't think that's good.
The least sustainable
credit card debt. And the story caught my attention because Colleyville, Texas is on the list, which happens to be a relatively well-to-do suburb of Dallas. You would agree with that, Rod? My cousin, one of my cousins lives there, yeah, in Colleyville. So least sustainable.
Oh, you thought this read the least amount of credit card debt.
Now that I've read the story.
Least sustainable amount of credit card debt, which is bad.
Right. Colleyville, Texas is number one. Places like Park City, Utah, Summit, New Jersey. The Woodlands, Texas. Rod, that's a pretty well-to-do suburb too, isn't it? The Woodlands, isn't that down by Houston, if I'm not mistaken? I can't recall.
Yeah, it's very, you're talking about very, very well-to-do areas, very like, Leawood-like areas.
Well, that's funny you mentioned that because Leawood, Kansas made the top 10.
Of the least sustainable credit card debt.
That's right.
What do you, when you say least sustainable, I don't understand. Meaning
they've drawn more.
Cannot pay it off. It's not sustainable to keep that amount of debt.
Oh, okay, okay. And it's not manageable.
It's not manageable to get in so far over your head.
You're going in over your head versus the amount of money you're bringing in.
Wow, I'm shocked that people that live in nice neighborhoods fighting to keep up with the Joneses have extended themselves beyond.
Isn't that interesting?
That's so weird that would happen.
It's so weird.
Surprisingly, areas where they have the most sustainable debt, mostly, not exclusively, but mostly in the Deep South.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And Texas. Several in Texas.
People down there don't buy stuff they can't pay for.
Well, they do in Colleyville, Texas, and the Woodlands, Texas, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, those people ain't from here.
We switched this year to a credit card that was ranked as the number one card to have. They rank them. The pointsguy.com ranks them every year. And he ranked this one as the number one card to have. There's a huge caveat. You have to pay it off every month.
Good.
And I said to Chris when we did that, I said, this is going to be very good for me. You cannot carry a balance. You can't roll it over. You can't wake up one day and you have $7,000 on it. What you spend has to be paid off on the 13th of every month.
So you can't spend it if you ultimately won't have it within 30 days.
Correct.
I think that's fine.
We did it specifically to right the ship. And not that we were in trouble. I just needed accountability. And this card provides it.
I think that's a very smart financial move on your part.
We have put away all the other cards. We're slowly getting rid of them.
Mm-hmm. How about you quickly get rid of them?
Oh, I want to get rid of all of them. He's like, oh, it's not bad to have one in a drawer that you don't use. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. But you don't need four or six.
How many credit cards do you guys have?
I got a Macy's card. Does that count?
Yes.
One, two, three. I just shut one down Friday that is completely paid off. Two, three. I have three.
Three credit cards?
Yeah.
I have zero.
And then a bank card, but a bank card is what you have in there. I don't count that. That's not a credit card.
Yeah, that's the only thing we have is a debit card, the wife and I. But we have zero credit, like nothing, not even Sears. Well, Sears doesn't exist anymore.
Because it's too easy just to say, especially around Christmas time, I'll just put it on the card. I'll kick that can down the road. And where I always got in trouble, Scott, was never really with purchases here and there. I'm not a clothing shopper, you know that. Where I always got in trouble was travel.
Really?
Oh my goodness. Every time I would look up and my card was at an unmanageable amount, it's because we went on a trip.
Yeah, that's real easy to do when you're in Chicago or, whatever.
You know why?
I'll put the plane tickets on the Amex.
And you just think, you know what? We're going to go out to dinner.
And how many times have you said to yourself, sorry to interrupt you, but you say things like, we're on vacation.
Yeah.
Fine.
Like the money. Like as long as there are checks in the checkbook, there must be money in the bank.
You know what? Let's enjoy ourselves. Let's, go ahead and spend this cash.
Don't worry about it. We'll deal with it later.
On the cab ride, but then we'll put dinner on the card. It's no big deal. Yep. And yeah, by the time you get back, you're like, how did we spend $2,000 on vacation?
Yep.
Somebody says, are you guys sure you're not reading that backwards? Least sustainable credit card debt. wouldn't that mean the debt is not drawn out? No. I don't think we're reading that wrong. Least sustainable credit card debt. If it's sustainable,
you can handle it.
You've got a grip on it.
The definition of sustainable is able to be maintained at a certain rate or level.
Yeah.
And if so, it is unsustainable, then you can't maintain
that. It is the least sustainable. Yeah. I don't think we're reading it wrong. I think, Leewood, you have a problem.
And outstanding credit card debt is now at the second highest point since the end of 2008 during the financial crisis, after reaching an all-time record high in the third quarter of 2018.
I'll be darned. 576-7798. We'll take a call or two on that. Leewood, Kansas has found itself in the top 10 of cities in America with the least sustainable credit card debt. Translation, you have overextended yourself. Shocker. 576-7798. To the newsroom, here is Will Sterrett.
The teller's sticky fingers. More next.
Hey, Diamonds Direct is now open. You've been hearing me talk about it. Now you have to go check it out. A whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leewood, 119th and Row. It's beautiful showroom. Light, it's bright, it's relaxed. There's music playing, great vibe. Tons of people to help you out. And case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. It's like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once. And just in time for the holidays, this is the largest selection of rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants that you could ever imagine in one place. The best part? The value. The prices are unreal. Shop around. It's okay. Diamonds Direct will absolutely beat anyone else's price on any diamond. And that goes for diamond stud earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, and any certified engagement ring diamond. Plus, Diamonds Direct gives you a free lifetime warranty on any purchase with no fine print. You will never pay a dime for sizing, cleaning, or routine maintenance. And only Diamonds Direct gives you a 110% upgrade guarantee. If you buy a diamond today, you want to upgrade later to a bigger one? That's fine. They'll give you 110% for that original diamond towards the purchase of a new one. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people here buy diamonds, is now open, 119th and Row in Leewood.
4:31 in Kansas City. I'm Will Sterrett. A Leavenworth woman pleads guilty to embezzling money from the savings and loan where she worked. 49-year-old Teresa Williams pled guilty to one count of theft by a bank employee, according to U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister. Williams admitted she embezzled $13,000 from Mutual Savings Association in Leavenworth and, to cover it up, made false entries in bank reports. She faces up to 30 years in federal prison, plus a fine of $1 million when she's sentenced in February. Kansas's new Democratic governor promised voters not to raise taxes to boost spending on public schools and social services, but Republicans who control the legislature argue a tax hike is coming regardless. Governor-elect Laura Kelly faces a fight because of a revenue windfall caused by changes in the federal tax code. Other states, including Missouri, have used the opportunity to cut or reform taxes. The U.S. Olympic Committee fires Chief of Sport Performance Alan Ashley in the wake of an independent report that said neither he nor former CEO Scott Blackmon elevated concerns about the Larry Nassar sexual abuse allegations when they were first reported to them. The 233-page report detailed an overall lack of response when the USOC leaders first heard about the Nassar allegations from the then-president of USA Gymnastics. Blackmon resigned in February. Traffic and weather together next. It's 4:32.
Dana Wright here for good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Remember, that's all you have to do. Go to that website, lowcostlifeinsurance.com, and in seconds, you will have all of these life insurance quotes right there at your fingertips. All you have to do is plug in whether or not you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, where you live, the city, the state, okay? And then, boom. Right in front of you. All of those quotes will come right there at your fingertips. Here's what's cool. Stuart Woodbury has been here for decades and decades helping people with their life insurance needs. Call Stuart Woodbury, you get Stuart Woodbury. You're not going to be rerouted to some call center in another state, time zone, place. Call Stuart, you're going to get Stuart, and he will help you navigate the sometimes confusing waters of life insurance. How much do you need? How long do you need it? What type do you need? Give Stuart a call. 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700, or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Mostly clear, chilly, and dry for your Monday evening with temperatures cooling through the 30s. For tonight, we'll have a low right around 28 degrees under that mostly clear sky. On Tuesday, we'll start things off with a lot of sunshine, and that will help us warm up to a high of 51 More clouds will build through the afternoon with some drizzle possible for your Tuesday late evening. From Channel 9 and First Alert Meteorologist Neville Miller, KBZ Weather.
44 downtown, 43 Gladstone, and at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
'87 was the year. Billy Idol was his name, and a number one hit it was. Telephone number here is 576-7798. We've already given away two Omaha Steaks family gift packages today. We will give away two more tomorrow. Not sure on the hours yet, probably 3 and 5, beg your pardon. But we will give away two more Omaha Steaks family gift packages. Retails at $195. You can get them online right now with the last name Parks in the search bar for $49.99. Let's go to Phil in Ottawa. Hello, Phil.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
I listen to your guys' show. I really enjoy it. I just wanted to tell you my quick credit card story.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. From the time I was 18, I got a credit card through Cabela's, and it was Visa at the time. And, my parents always said, make sure you build your credit, and, so life's easier later on. I never understood that, but I do now. Anyway, so I carried a balance for years with them, and while I was in college and everything, it was kind of a backup card. And I finally paid it off last year, or so I thought. But anyway, they tacked on $15 worth of interest after I made a balloon payment, like $2,000 payment.
Yeah, they do that.
They had $15 in interest, and they never sent me a bill for it. So 2 months later, I get a call from a collection agency that wants to know why that I've got this delinquent account. And I said, well, hold on. And so it dinged my credit. I called and tried to have it fixed, and it didn't. And it took me, from a 700 plus to a 6-something.
Oh.
And it's because of this stupid, so make sure you pay attention to your credit cards. Make sure they're closed out because, anyway, that's what happened to me.
Amen. So. Hey, Phil, thank you for the good advice, man. Megan in Leawood. Hello, Megan.
Hi.
Heather.
Oh, I love your guys' show. I listen every day. I actually brought a bunch of coats for kids last week.
Oh, thank you.
With Jimmy and Wicket. So.
Thank you so much.
So about a little over three years ago, my husband and I did the Dave Ramsey plan and paid off all of our consumer debt, and it was the best thing we ever did. I mean, not just for us, financially, but for our marriage.
It's how long did it take you, Megan?
It was right about 18 months, and we paid off about $30,000 between credit cards, a little bit of a car loan, and student loans. So even if you aren't, a person of faith, I'm telling you, it's the best thing we ever did, and it actually set me up to be able to take on the business that I run now at 103rd and State Line. It's Rising Sun Learning Center,
well, of course,
and I own it debt-free.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you two questions. Number one, do you have your radio turned on in the background?
No, I just have kids.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I couldn't tell if the feedback was children or the radio.
Oh, I get it.
Number two, I've heard about this Dave Ramsey thing, not to give credit to another radio station here in town, but I'm not going to pretend he doesn't exist. when they talk about consumer debt, and by the way, people swear by him or they despise Dave Ramsey,
right,
for whatever
there
reason.
There really is no in between.
There really isn't. That does not include your mortgage, I would assume, right?
That's correct,
okay.
Yes. I do
just
still have
consumer
a mortgage.
Debt.
We're working on that, but we won't be anywhere close to 30 years. It'll be paid off. Well before that.
Megan, so. Do you remember when you decided to do it? Did you just take the amount of debt, divide it by 18 months, and then did you just suck it up and start paying it off?
So I didn't plan for 18 months. That's just kind of how it ended up being. Basically, you take month by month how much you make, and you give every dollar a mission. And so just every single dollar that comes in the household, this is what it's going to do. And so the big thing is running on cash, and so we would take out cash. It was a huge pain at first, honestly.
Yeah.
But it was so worth it to go and do that. And so that way, if, you know, if your eating out envelope was empty, then you cooked at home. You figured it out, you know?
Yeah.
And so that way, every extra dime that you have could go towards the debt. And it just has made our lives so much simpler, so much more peaceful. And, you know, we've been able to bless people through times of struggle because we now are debt-free. We've been able to turn around and be a huge blessing to other people, which is so much fun.
Let me ask, Megan, let me interrupt and just ask you.
Yeah.
Now that you have become consumer debt-free, do you continue to live the lifestyle that got you there or the lifestyle that you acquired afterwards?
Not nearly as hardcore. So when we were in the, when we were in like the actual paying off the debt portion, we went a lot more hardcore on trying to do as little as we could. You know, we got really creative on date nights, you know, trying to do things that weren't, that didn't cost a lot of money. And so I think that we still abide by the principles, but not nearly as hardcore. Like, you know, we'll go out to eat. We have every month we sit down and go over, okay, here's how much we expect to come in this month.
Sure.
And here's, you know, like we have our daughter's birthday this month and obviously Christmas and things like that. And so you just budget for it. And then, you know, you're good. You're ready for what the month is going to bring. And so each month is going to look different because, you know, you might have an, you know, your insurance, you only pay every 6 months or, you know, the water bill is only every other month or whatever. And
yeah.
So you just go each month and just pay for what that month is going to cover. And then you can put, you know, actually money away into savings and 401ks and college funds and all that stuff. And I think most people would really be surprised how much money they actually make if they sit down and really put pen to paper. And, you know, a lot of times people find that they've kind of, they get a raise of sorts because you don't realize how much money is just going out the door. And $5 Quick Trip stop.
Right, or Starbucks, Megan.
Right, $8 Starbucks coffees. And, you know, like you can $20 yourself to death.
That's a great line. You can $20 yourself to death.
Yes, you can. John in Olathe. Hello, John.
Hi, hey guys, John. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, man. It's yours.
I want to try to make it really, really quick because I'd rather listen to you guys off air and hear what you guys have to say about this. But when you brought up Leawood and another wealthy community down in Texas, the first thing that comes to my mind is socioeconomically, areas where you've got wealth and generations of wealth, this is the key, they're going to be much more comfortable living with so-called unsustainable debt. You know, Scott, if you're dating somebody that you know, their dad is extremely wealthy and she's going to inherit lots and lots of money, you're going to be much more comfortable living in that unsustainable level of debt.
Sure.
And I think that is a lot of what goes on. And I listen to you guys off the air.
Okay. Yes, people spend what they don't make, obviously. And then people also spend what they do make.
I was going to say, or they spend right up to what they make.
Which I do not. I'm incredibly frugal, and I would rather save a dollar than spend a dollar. That's not to say I don't splurge on a few things. I've never been into that kind of lifestyle. Don't care. I don't need it.
If payday's Friday, Thursday night, you don't go, holy crap, there's $27 in the account. Let's order a pizza.
That's $27 I can save.
But you got to spend it before you get more.
No.
No, you got to. It's got to be to zero. No. Otherwise, it'll just get confusing.
No.
I drain that sucker down.
I know you do.
I drain that sucker down.
I have to admit, the thing I've realized is that I will go into a store, into the greatest store ever, Quick Trip, and get a hot dog and a piece of pizza for later and a soda and some gummy bears and all this stuff. And when she says how much it costs, if I'm holding a card in my hand, it's like...
Just swipe it.
It's like Peanuts Mom. It's a wah, 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 wah,
right.
wah. And I swipe it and I walk out and I stop and think, how much was that? I have no idea. If I've got cash in my hand.
That's right.
How much did you say? Okay,
that's
cool.
That's $12.85.
I know how much it was. So the card doesn't mean anything. It's the reason the wife and I got rid of all our cards because I personally cannot, I can't deal with it because
yeah.
it means that, wait, if I give you this, I can get whatever I want in here and walk out the door.
And that's what about this Dave Ramsey character.
It's psychological.
And I don't know much about
it. Absolutely
him.
Is.
I don't know much about him other than people love him or they hate him.
I've heard about the envelopes.
And I know he's,
big
he's a big cash is king kind of guy. And I've always said this to you, Dana. Your predecessor, remember Rod Shannon said this years ago, and the more I've thought about it, the more I think he's right. When you pay taxes on your paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this, Rod?
Absolutely.
And he was right. The government takes it out before the company ever pays you. Can you imagine? Let's just use $1,000 to be even, okay? Dana, your biweekly salary is $1,000. You make $24,000 a year, okay?
Okay.
So here's what Shannon used to say. And this is why the government takes the cash out before you ever get to see it. Because let's say on this Friday, Entercom pays you $1,000.
Okay.
Okay? In 20s. Okay. All right? You're walking out the door with your paycheck, and it's $1,000. Standing outside the door is a line. A small line, but a line nonetheless. The government's standing there, the federal government. They need $200 because you fall under the 20% tax bracket. I'm just spitballing here, okay? And you have to hand them 10 $20 bills.
Okay.
Okay? Then the state's standing over there, and you owe them $40, so you have to hand them another two $20 bills.
Yes.
And then you walk away, and you look at your paycheck, and now it is $760. There would be a revolution in America.
The third line would be the people that want their insurance money.
Oh, yeah. Then don't forget the insurance companies are standing out there. Everybody, your landlord is standing out there, and the gas company's standing out there. And by the time you walk away, you're walking away with $300 or less.
Right.
There would be a revolution.
What year did they decide to automatically withdraw your taxes? When did that start?
I don't know the answer to that. I know it was in the early 20th century when the income tax was created.
Because there had to have been a point where on Monday, you're expected to write a check.
And it was in the 1930s when Social Security was created.
And on Tuesday, you're just no longer seeing it in your paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to look that up. I'm curious.
When did they start automatically deducting it?
Yes, because whoever came up with that system
brilliant.
For the government was brilliant.
Because mm-hmm. it keeps me from revolting.
You know, when you have to go pay your property taxes on your car and get your license plate, mm-hmm. you have to physically go down there and hand that money over.
And
it hurts.
You want to set it on fire.
It hurts when you, and I remember when I bought my car, my little car, I love that little car.
Mm-hmm.
I remember saying to you when I got back from that.
That's right.
Whatever, driver's license bureau or DMV or whatever they call it. I go, you will not believe the check I had to write. Mm-hmm. Like I thought it was like a mistake.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No, it's not. But if they didn't automatically withdraw it from your check, and I'll tell you, here's something else that's awful. Automatic withdrawal from your bank account on your stuff like your heating bill, Dana, your electricity bill. You always poke fun at me because I write checks. Mm-hmm. I want to know how much money are you asking me to give you? And when I have to write down KCP&L, $138, that hurts. And then you know what I do? I go turn off the lights. I'm like, well, I don't need that light on. Because that's going to just add to my next month's bill. When I physically have to write out $168, 38 cents, I'm like, dang.
It's still not as bad as handing over the cash.
No, of course not. You're right about that. 576-7798, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks, KMBZ.
You've heard me bragging about my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation and the phenomenal work they do here in Kansas City for landscape, hardscape, and yes, irrigation. They will put in that sprinkler system to protect your landscaping investment. But did you know that for years and years, they have been the go-to company when it comes to your lake home at the Lake of the Ozarks? They've been down there almost 15 years doing that work. They are a full-service landscape, lawn, and irrigation contractor down at the lake as well. They specialize in landscaping, patios, retaining walls. They specialize in pumps and sprinkler systems just for the lake. Get your lake house on the schedule now, even in the dead of winter. so that you are ready to enjoy that property when the spring and summer months roll around. They'll do it. They've been out there for years doing that work. They can do custom-made fire pits and block or stone and mortar. Kansas City and the Lake of the Ozarks with an A-plus BBB rating, by the way. Go to lightning-landscape.com or call 913-441-3900, 913-441-3900. KC and the Lake of the Ozarks, go to lightning-landscape.com. I had a couple girlfriends over the weekend. We were at a cheer competition, and one of them said to me, "Are you really serious? Is Third Love as great as you say it is? Is it the most comfortable bra you've ever worn?" And then they were asking me, okay, which one specifically should I get? Here's what I'm going to tell all my ladies listening. I've been wearing these things for more than 2 years. I am up to 6 of them in my wardrobe, and they are hands down the most comfortable bra you will ever own. Go to thirdlove.com, take their Fit Finder quiz. It takes seconds to answer a few simple questions. They use tens of thousands of real women when they design these bras, and they have the most sizes of any brand. They just added 24 new sizes. It makes them the industry leader by far with a total of 70 sizes. So if you're one of those ones, you hate going into the big box stores, you got to get measured, nothing ever feels good or fits, forget that. Toss all of that out the window and go to thirdlove.com. They have cups A through H, bands up to 48 with each size designed specifically for a perfect fit for you. They know there's a perfect bra for everyone. And right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ. Find your perfect fitting bra now. 15% off your first purchase while you do it. Thirdlove.com/KMBZ for 15% off today.
On camera there, play guitar. This is Ramsey, has been on the radio and writing books for 25 years. Hard to believe you've never heard of it. I have heard of Dave Ramsey.
I've just never gone to one of the seminars. I know that people, I think Church of the Resurrection did some seminars teaching people how to get out of debt.
Heard of Limbaugh, too. Never read any of his books. Heard of Hannity. Never read any of his books, either. I don't read the books of people on the radio unless your name is Walter Cronkite.
I've always find it when I think about me and could I really put cash in envelopes and drive around town and
I don't think that would work for you. Dana, don't take this the wrong way. You know I love you like the sister I don't have.
I would lose that cash in 3 days.
I don't know that you'd lose it. I think you would come up with excuses why you couldn't stay with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't mean this the wrong way because, you know, I love you. I don't think you're disciplined enough.
I will give you that.
When it comes, and this is just me being honest, not me being mean. Okay?
I'll totally give you that.
I don't think financially you're disciplined enough that if I said, Dana, here is your envelope for entertainment this month.
Well, okay? And my big thing is who decides what goes into what envelope?
Well, I mean, that's part of the plan. The Ramsey thing is you get certain percentage of your, the way I understand it, and I've never done it, but you get a certain percentage of your take-home money, okay, for entertainment. Certain percent has to go into savings.
Okay.
A certain percent can be used for eating out or whatever. Certain percent for groceries, bills, et cetera. You would start borrowing against next month's envelope. I'm being serious.
I probably would.
You would be like, well, I really want to see that show this year, this month, but the tickets are $75 a piece, and we've only got $125 in the envelope for entertainment. I'm going to borrow a little bit from next month's entertainment.
I'm going to rob Peter and pay Paul.
Yeah.
Do you know what you spend on a monthly basis for, say, groceries?
Me?
Yeah. Like, would you know? I have no
idea.
None.
I would guess it's somewhere in the neighborhood of, and keep in mind, I buy for me, my two daughters, sometimes Kelly, sometimes food for her son, too. And she does it for ours, for my two daughters. I would guess it's probably somewhere between $250 and $300.
Okay.
I spend whatever there is.
Yeah,
I was going to guess.
If it's $100, it's $100. If there's $500, that's how much I'm going to spend.
I don't really worry about it that much because I know I'm saving in the end.
Yeah, I
don't waste money.
I'm bad about that. Like if you gave me an envelope and said, here's $75, this is your entertainment for the month.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it.
It would be gone this weekend.
Yeah. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, suing church. More next.
You know, you spend a third of your life in your sheets. Is it time for a bedding upgrade? It was for us. It was for my daughter. And we went to brooklinen.com. You will feel like you are sleeping in five-star hotel sheets, but you don't have to break the bank to do it. Speaking of saving money, and I went online and I shopped around out of curiosity. I saved going to brooklinen.com when it was time to buy my daughter her set of sheets. They were named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping, and they have more than 30,000 five-star reviews. They are that comfortable.
Yeah, our Brooklinen sheets, Dana, I know you can attest to this, are the best, most comfortable sheets that we have ever slept on. And now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dane and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. In fact, they're so confident in their product, all their sheets, comforters, towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Your promo code is KMBZ. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.